Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky. Good morning. I'm Jana.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky. You are too.
Because you're listening to the Living Lucky Podcast.
Ah! It sounds like we've practiced that, but we haven't. We've just done it enough times now. We're talking about compassionate
forgiveness.
Passionate forgiveness. That would be kind of a fun thing.
Let's practice some of that. That's like every
back time. It up, shelfer. Beep, beep.
Yeah, I won't go there this morning because I need some passionate forgiveness, I think.
Okay, Jason and I, we often surround ourselves with cohorts, other coaches, colleagues, people who are mind leaders, people who are in the realm of self-development. And the topic of compassionate forgiveness has been one that has caused a little spark for Jason and I. And here's why. Because according to some other philosophies, compassionate forgiveness is a step in the transcending experience or the self-development world. Yeah, there's always a self-forgiving component.
Yeah, and it seems to be a really big one. And I really operate from a standpoint of we're all doing the best we can with what we have at the time. And it's like, from the mental capacity that I've got, the emotional capacity that I've got, and the physical capacity I've got, the spiritual capacity I've got, I'm showing up the best I can in that moment. So it's one of those things where it's like, I don't feel like I should beat my younger self up, so yesterday's self up, for something that I've gained awareness of today.
You know, now that we're thinking about it, okay, so
forgiveness isn't beating yourself up.
I do remember a specific day where I had an aha moment of forgiving myself, and I'll refresh your memory and see if you remember it as well. We were right in the middle of the pandemic had just started, and Jason and I had started volunteering greeting for our church online. Do you remember this?
I do.
And the topic that day was forgiveness. And I remember Scott Chevalier even said afterwards, maybe in the chat, he says this in the chat, and Jason and I are monitoring the chat online.
For thousands of people.
For thousands and thousands of people. And I remember Scott Chevalier says, is there anyone you need to forgive? Maybe even yourself. And I remember having this almost burst out of tears. And do you remember that? And I actually called Scott after we had closed the chat out and church was over. I called Scott, and he was one of the pastors at the time. And I remember having a conversation with him saying, I didn't even know I needed to forgive myself. And I went into things that, I mean, were really, really old. We're talking 30 years old. But I remember the one thing I said to him is, I forgive myself for getting into the car. Mm. I was in a car accident at age 15. And I remember saying, I forgive myself for getting into that car. And I didn't know there was going to be an accident. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But for some reason, I had held some sort of responsibility.
Yeah. So there was a block inside of, if I had not gotten into that car, then I wouldn't be paralyzed right now.
And I wouldn't have caused so much pain and suffering for my family and my community and my town. And even today, you know, it feels like every time we get into the car, you have to put my chair in the back of the trunk, and it feels like I've caused us a lot of extra. Whenever we go anywhere, there's extra in realizing, is this accessible? Is this? And I sometimes feel like I am a little bit of a burden to those that and see, that I, love and I care feel for me. Like
we are extra. Hey, that's
that's perception. How God created us. Well, just extra.
In my perception, because one of the other things is you have this gratitude of our relationship. And that if you had not been in the relationship or in a wheelchair, would we have the type of bond that we have?
I don't think so.
It's weird because I never really thought about it because, hey, I never, when I imagined myself as a kid getting married, which I don't know that I really ever had that. But there are times where I was like, yeah, I'm going to find that perfect woman and whatever. I never pictured her in my mind in a wheelchair.
Yeah, I know, because you were picturing Sandy from Greece.
I was. And then we met and hung out, and I was like, and at that point when we met, I said, I'm never going to get married. Like,
yeah, I know.
That was my whole
mindset.
My whole mindset was, I'm so happy and content on my own.
I know.
That I am not going to ever get married. And we spent several weeks together. And I was like, I never want to be without this girl.
Right. And I get that too. Okay. So you just brought up a really important point that I am going to bridge this conversation. So some people call it compassionate forgiveness. I think Jason and I took that forgiveness and we took it a step further and we actually reframed it in our minds to being grateful for it because, and here's why, when you forgive yourself, there is an implication.
I call it a veil. It's like a veil of that
you did something wrong
or that there's something, and it's probably comes from a religious type teaching that we picked up somewhere, and it might not even deal with. Forgiveness may just mean letting go.
And that's what I was going to say is maybe you and I are putting a little bit of a connotation on what forgiving ourselves or saying sorry.
Or forgiving someone else. It's like, is it just letting go? Or is it saying, you did this to me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to not accept it. Like you tried to give it. I'm not accepting it anymore. I'm not holding on to this anymore.
So let me just clarify and give you all the details of this conversation. Once the people that we are with have all insisted that self-forgiveness is part of the self-development process, Jason and I, we stepped in and said, we don't like to call it self-forgiveness. We like to call it radical gratitude. Yeah. I think we're talking about the same thing.
I think it is. And it's very much like you say often, if we get into an argument or if we get into the different perspectives, it comes down to the different side of the same coin.
And I think the reason that I call it radical gratitude is because I showed up the best that I could in my entire life at every minute of every day. I really have. I feel that, you know, there's times where I would have liked to have been better. And there's also times when I am so proud that I was as good as I was, if that makes sense. It's life is an up and down. We have come to that realization. Life is an up and down, and we can't always control our outside circumstances, but we can control the way we react. And when I hear self-forgiveness and I'm sorry to myself, it for me, there is an it implies that I
weren't good enough.
Wasn't good enough. And I never want to feel that way.
Yeah. And the other part of that is one of the things that we really heavily subscribe to is that life is always working in your favor.
Yes.
Like all your life experience, like here, I've got goosebumps because I firmly believe that everything that happens, happens for us. And when we, it's just that awareness.
Even the things that we don't always choose or we, you know, would have liked to have unfolded in a different way. Yeah. It is always working in our favor. It makes us better.
And this is one of those moments where you kind of walked up to the window, the shades are drawn and you peek out and now you see So you're having this awareness and this opening so that you can see the difference. And when you see that difference, then you get to be grateful for that awareness instead of having compassionate forgiveness for who you were yesterday.
Yes.
Or what you did yesterday, or how you responded yesterday, or reacted yesterday. Now, I get it. If, depending on your definition of forgiveness, maybe it is forgiveness for you. And that's okay. I like to subscribe to this
radical gratitude,
because to me, that feels so much more exponentially forward.
It does for me too. And it feels like you're lifting your vibration. You're not only reframing it in your mind, but you are lifting your vibration and saying, this is part of who I am, and I'm proud of it.
And you're training your brain to look for the growth, not for the mistake.
Yes.
And that to me is...
The distinction. And that's what makes us great, Jason, is because we did this innately.
Well, you had a TEDx on this three years ago.
Yes. And I guess.
And that was after 8 years of just kind of really diving into your life and saying, what are the things that I previously thought happened to me that may have happened for me?
They happened for me. Life is happening for me. And
I still occasionally go back and watch your TEDx.
If you haven't watched it yet, you really need to go on YouTube and watch it.
Jana Shelfer,
Radical Gratitude. Leave me a comment and I will reply.
Yeah, leave it in the YouTube channel.
Okay, so I'm going to stand by our philosophy that everything in our life happens for a reason, and our challenges make us grow. They make us grow, and we are creating our reality. Even the challenges in your life, you are creating those. And I mean, there's many, many tools of how you can unfold and start consciously creating the life that you want. So if there is a change in your life, you can create it. You don't need to compassionately forgive yourself. Let's be grateful that it is what it is, and that we are aware of what's happening.
Amen. I'll take it.
All right. I'm going to end it right there. Thank you so much for joining us. Please have a beautiful day.
And keep living lucky.
Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.